Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Happy Hour with Mo at Blog Talk Radio. I hope everyone's doing well today, and thank you for tuning in to find out what is causing uncertainty in interpersonal relationships. Call in right now at 516-666-9904. Here again, 516-666-9904. And let's talk about these issues of uncertainties in your relationship with others. Uncertainty in relations can ruin it all. What are interpersonal relationships, you may ask? Well, let me tell you. It's any close relationship with someone that you have a strong social commitment that is carried out. For example, this can be found in family relationships, college friends, and of course, dating or intimate relationships. Today, we will dive into fun topics that relate to interesting and exciting views of recurring causes and effects of uncertain relationships. Also, we are going to dive in to what situations are usually presented in this. Let's be honest. We have all been in a situation where we have been uncertain towards another person due to a lack of communication, inconsistency, different views, etc. This notion of inconsistency in relationships causes thoughts of the what ifs and a million and one scenarios that keep playing in our heads of this uncertainty. But let me tell you, this inconsistency and uncertainty will continue if we do never confront these issues because we have no physical proof to why this keeps happening in all types of interpersonal relationships. The first thing I want to ask my listeners right now is to call in right now at 516-666-9904. Here again, 516-666-9904. I want to start off with asking these questions for you to answer these questions for me right now. How do you feel about the special person you have inconsistent relationship with? Do you feel like they are the right person for you? Do you care for them? Do they make you happy? Do you like seeing them happy? Do they make you smile? All these questions are questions you should ask yourself and call in right now at 516-666-9904. Here again, 516-666-9904. So we can talk about it and unravel what are these issues presented. What is uncertainty, you may ask? Uncertainty is an ability to perceive someone's attitude and behaviors. With that being uncertainty, partner uncertainty, and interpersonal relationship uncertainty. We have all been through it, and we all have different ways we challenge these issues, whether we are upfront with a person or we have someone else to help us justify the situation. Today, I'm going to focus on understanding the three general issues that are usually presented in uncertainty relationships. The first one being the motivation to reducing uncertainty. Second, being the relation between communication and uncertainty. Thirdly, the way we use people for communication to strategize the reducing of uncertainty. First of all, we have to know that these taboos about relationships and the expectations towards this have a big deal to it. What goes on in a relationship, what we can share with others, how open we are to others. This all becomes an issue because we do not know where we stand with other people and what their specific reasoning for this conflict keeps occurring. Personally, I believe the more open you are with someone, the more space you guys have for closeness and openness in this relationship. Also, when you are more open, you are more able to achieve the trusting of other people and the quality of communication with this person you are sharing with. When we have uncertainty in a relationship, it allows to diminish a relationship because we don't trust or have that bond with someone that keep causing these fears of happening. So when we're not able to talk with someone, we play all these scenarios in our heads of why we think it's not going right. But maybe it just takes time for you to literally sit down with the person and ask them what keeps bothering you, whether that be that you feel like he's not being loyal, she's cheating on you. It can go any way to what your uncertainty is, but it's just what you think may be the resolution to it is what might help this relationship work out in the long run. So right now we're going to go on break real quick, And once we come back, we'll unravel more situations of how we can have these uncertainty in a relation be diminished. Okay, so I'll see you guys in a bit. This segment is sponsored by Divine Nine Dating. You probably know what kind of people you're looking for, but finding the right person feels like a need in a haystack? Try dating online with members of Greek. If you are a member of the Divine Nine already, you are looking to spice your single life, try Divine9Dating.com. Go to Divine9Dating.com and check out the right person for you. That is Divine9Dating.com. Stop looking for that one you love and just enjoy it. This segment is sponsored by AMEEE, Assessment Made Easy Every Day. If you are an organization who needs an efficient way to evaluate your programs and student learning outcomes, AME is a solution for you. Plan your assessments and collect data all in one environment. Email mssra@yahoo.com and ask your demo account today and try it for free. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Happy Hour with Mo. I hope everyone's doing well today. And don't forget to call in right now at 516-666-9904. Here again, 516-666-9904. I hope everyone, again, is doing well, and we're going to keep continuing with our talk. So before break, I was talking about usually cause and effect to why uncertainty happens. And yes, we can sit down here and talk about our own personal ways of thinking of it, but also we need to see of actual evidence and theories that come into play with this. So as talked about in Berger and Calabrese, uncertainty reduction theory in 1975, they claim that uncertainty is the way we decide situations when we know we are unsure of what lies ahead and act as naive scientists. And I truly do believe in this because most of us go into relationships being naive about the situation. We try to get ahead of ourselves on knowing where we're going to do. So whether that be how we're going to get married, how many kids we're going to have, where are we going to do this, where are we going to do that. But we forget about the process of the relationship. In a way, it's like we're mentally trying to fast forward to big accomplishments and milestones that we forget to live things in the moment. Especially right now in the world we live in today, with all the advancement of technology and social media, it's harder for us to have a slow-paced life because we want to do this and we want to do that. And we see it all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We see it all over these various social media formats of people having kids, engagements, proposals, gender reveals, how big the ring was, the dress. We act so naive about the situation because we develop these mentalities of what we want to accomplish and think it's doable in a short period of time. And I believe this is where uncertainty kicks in because we do not establish these relationships. We go into relationships with high expectations or goals, but we forget to ask questions to the person we are with about if we're actually in the same page together. We don't ask these questions right from the beginning, and this is how it ties into the questions I asked earlier. So go ahead and call in right now at 516-666-9904. Here again, 515-666-9904, so we can talk a little bit more about it and what is your issue right now with uncertainty in your own relationship. So we still don't have no callers in, but we're going to go right along to talk about the six increasing behaviors we try to use when uncertainty comes into play in interpersonal relationships. The first one being competing relationships. In this, as I mentioned before, we are comparing and competing with others' relationships through social media formats like Instagram and saying things like, wow, I wish I had this, they have that. It's like a never-ending cycle of comparing and competing that causes these uncertainties to occur with others and with our even our own selves. Also, there's this unexplained loss of contact and closeness with the person. For example, we use people sometimes just so we can keep our own expectations and these fears away from us. We go into relationships just using the person just to post them up or create this fantasy relationship, causing not only uncertainty with the person, but with your own self. Also, with having these uncertainties cause these sexual behaviors that come into play. We go into sexual behaviors that have with someone about what, well, it goes back to what I was talking about, taboos. We try to use sex as a way to find answers or change the quality of the relationship. We all ask these questions in our heads, like, will sex change the way I see the person? Will it save my relationship? All these questions have a great impact to what causes uncertainties. Another thing with the taboo about sex is we use sex as kind of like we're either together or we're not. And I think it's these taboos of what we have with sexual behaviors that causes these uncertainties. So having a good expectation of it is also what causes uncertainties. The deception of it is another uncertainty behavior because it plays in uncertainty. Deceptions are how we all have several types of lies, like white lies, dangerous lies, and all types of lies. And these are what changes our personality and values of the relationship. Sometimes we have white lies with our relationships because we don't want to hurt the person. But at the end, it ends up being a higher outcome of the relationship not working out because we are already creating these negative aspects to it that are causing these uncertainties. And, you know, when you do a white lie, it makes you think, like, what if this person's doing it to me too, just as it's easy for me to do it? What do you think it's not going to make them do it too? So you're just adding to the uncertainty in this relationship by saying these white lies and ruining the value of the relationship. Also, sorry, the betraying confidence of what we want and the actual outcome has a big important role. Like questions like, is he the one for me? Is she cheating on me? All these questions are complex to the various relationships that we go into. Now I'm going to talk about a very important theory that is called predicted outcome theory. In this theory, it talks about how people are motivated by the maximized rewards and minimize the cost for it. So meaning we want this, but we don't want to put the effort into it. Call in right now at 516-666-9904. Here again, 515-666-9904. If you know someone who is like that, or you know, you are yourself, and why you think this may be an attribute to why there is uncertainty in yourself and in the relationship you are in, whether that be a family relationship, a friend, a sexual relationship. You never know. Any type of relationship can have uncertainty. So no one has called in, but I think for me, it's a 50-50 when it comes into a relationship. There's more than just, oh, if I get this, I'm going to get that. We shouldn't have that mentality when we go into a relationship. We need to understand that it should be 50-50 in order for the relationship to have a good actual quality of relationship. Because when we go into something, again, here comes the high expectations and comparison to others. We see that, oh, you know, this person got this person. Why is my boyfriend or girlfriend not getting this? So it gives all these situations to why we shouldn't act like this. We should just be more open to it and be more happy with what we have than what we're trying to get. So come again at 515-666-9904 if you have any questions. I'm right here wanting to talk to you guys about your own relationship or relationships with others that have caused uncertainty in your relationship. Because it's very important to talk about it with others, because if not, it's just going to be building up in your head and you'll never get answers to it unless you, like I said, be upfront with a person or actually have someone do it for you if you don't feel comfortable enough to doing that. So we're going to have a short break, and then after the break I will come back and talk about what are causing more issues of what's causing these uncertainties, and we'll talk about if the person you chose in your life, is that the right person for you. So thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you guys in a short bit. Tired of always fighting over the same thing over and over again with your partner? Well, we got the solution. Don't forget to call in at 310-939-5466 to receive your free survival kit for relationship book written by famous Dr. Sandy. With more than 100 tips on how to save your relationship and how to make it more powerful than it already could be, you want to spice things up with your partner? Well, call in at 310-939-5466 right now to receive a free copy of your book. This segment is sponsored by Divine 9 Dating. You probably know what kind of people you're looking for, but finding the right person feels like a need in a haystack. Try dating online with Greek members. You are a member already of Divine 9 already? You're looking to spice your single life? Try Divine9Dating.com. Go to Divine9Dating.com and check out the right person for you. That is Divine9Dating.com. Stop looking for the one you love and just enjoy it. Okay, we are back on. We're still waiting for callers. Again, Ryan, call back in at 516-666-9904. Here again, 515-666-904. Right now, we'll be talking about examples of uncertainties in relationships. There is this high state of anxiety that people have during uncertainty to stay with that person or to move on. So, like questions like I've asked before, go ahead and sit down right now and talk about these core issues you have about uncertainty. Let me give you some examples. Why is this an issue in your life? Are my doubts coming from fear or past experiences? I feel like we go into relationships having our past experiences into the new ones. So go ahead and call me right now at 516-666-904. Here again, 515-666-904 to see how I can help you diminish this issue. Do you think this is a cause by comparison with others about talking through social media of how you love to compare yourself with others? This talk relates to a lot of people because we choose our lives with the benefits that we have in the long run. We go into relationship with the same patterns of, oh, is this person the right person for me? You know, we always don't know where we stand with a person, and I think that's where uncertainty comes. So just keep in mind, like I mentioned before, about the theories about reduction theory and about the outcomes. We have to make sure that it's a 50-50 in relationships in order for this to work out. There's always this change of personalities when we don't get what we want from the relationship. So being upfront with a person may be the best thing you can do in order for it to work out. And if you don't feel confident enough to, you know, be upfront with a person, or you think the question you're going to ask is out of this world, have someone there who can, you know, diminish that awkwardness, or, you know, ask it without being so upfront. There's always ways to go about the situation when it comes to uncertainty, and it's very, very, very relatable to everyone, because it doesn't only happen in relationships, in intimate relationships or with your partner, but it also happens with family members, friends, and the people we go into to all these interpersonal relationships with, because we don't know what we want, but we don't know if our expectations are going to meet the actual outcomes of it. So that's when, again, uncertainty comes into play. So you have to keep in mind that, are my doubts coming into this new relationship I'm going to? And, you know, I've been talking about this whole segment about mostly about interpersonal relationship coming with intimate relationships. But an example of a family relationship that, you know, has uncertainty is you feel that your brother is not being trustworthy with you and not telling you the truth, just to again, say a white lie just to save the relationship. But, you know, it's making you think, what if he's not telling me the truth? Or what if she doesn't want me to know this? And, you know, why don't you just be upfront with the person and maybe you'll get the answer that you're looking for? And if it may not be like that you're going to get the answer you wanted, but at least you know the truth and uncertainty will be diminished. So go ahead and call me right now at 515-666-9904 if any of you guys have any questions. Again, let's remember that there's two types of values that come into outcomes of relationships, one being the high outcome value, which is more rewarding to the person than it is to others. So that's when we choose into relationships that we want that person rather than the other. And of course, the other value is low-come values, which is the opposite of what I just mentioned. Our motivations usually come from the outcomes and what we manage in these relationships, and whether that be intimate relationship, family relationships, or friendships. All these have a big, big play into uncertainty relationships. So right now we're going to go into a small break. And once we come back, we will tie everything over and make sure to call in after the break. Thank you. Tired of always fighting over the same thing over and over again with your partner? Well, we got the solution. Don't forget to call in at 310-939-5466 to receive your free survival kit for relationship book written by the famous Dr. Sandy. With more than 100 tips on how to save your relationship and make it more powerful than ever, you want to spice things up with your partner? Well, call in right now at 310-939-5465 right now to receive a free copy of your book. This segment is sponsored by Divine 9 Dating. You probably know what kind of person you're looking for, but finding the right person feels like a needle in a haystack. Try dating online with members of Greek. If you are a member of the Divine 9 already, you are looking to spice your single life, try Divine9Dating.com. Go to Divine9Dating.com and check out the right person for you. That is Divine9Dating.com. Stop looking for the one you love and just enjoy it. Sponsored is sponsored by AME Assessment Made Easy Every Day. If you are an organization who needs an efficient way to evaluate your programs and student learning outcomes, AME is a solution for you. Plan your assessments and collect data in one environment. Email mssra@yahoo.com and ask for your demo account today and try it for free. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Happy Hour with Mo. Thank you for coming, still tuning in with me. Again, just to keep things going, go ahead and call me in right now, 516-666-9904. We only have about 5 minutes left in our talk today, and I just want to tie everything together of what we mentioned today with the fun topics we had. So we talked about uncertain relationships in family, friendships, and also in intimate relationships, and how all of these have this notion of inconsistencies of the what ifs and the million scenarios that keep playing in our head, but we never know how to confront the issue. And I talked about really great tips of how to go about it, whether that be you be upfront about with the person or have someone to go about it in justifying the situation. I talked about the three general issues that have been presented in uncertainty relationships, first being the motivation to reducing it, second being the relationship with the communication and this uncertainty, and then thirdly about the way we strategize these reducing uncertainties. So we all have these expectations when we come into relationships, but we forget that sometimes the expectations don't equal the outcome. So we have to be aware of that in order for it to work. And also that we know we can't have these fears of our past relationship go into new relationships. That's why a lot of these interpersonal relationships have issues, because of past relationships. Also, we need to stop comparing ourselves when it comes to social media and technology, because we have this this frequency of comparing ourselves to others and thinking that that's the reason for these uncertainties, because we never are happy for what we have. We're always comparing ourselves and thinking, wow, that's amazing. This person has a really big ring, or wow, this person's already married, has kids, has their own house. But we forget that, you know, we're so naive when we go into it thinking it's so easy, or we're so naive, like mentioned by Berger and Calabrese in the reduction theory, that we are so naive thinking we know what we are looking at, but we don't really know what's behind it. We act as naive scientists, as he mentioned, that we go into situations planning ourselves ahead of ourselves without actually knowing background of it. So again, we use these formats, these social media formats, to go about our relationships, and that's what is causing these uncertainties. So go ahead and call in right now at 516-666-9904. Quickly call in at 515-666-9904 so we can just talk about it real quick of what is causing your relationship to have these uncertainties. I also went ahead and talked about the six increasing behaviors to why this happens. One being that we compete with others, like I mentioned. And another is that we go into relationships having these fantasies that it's going to work out with sexual encounters or behaviors with this person, and that's going to save the relationship. But, you know, in most cases, that's not the case. That's why a lot of friends would benefit. Relationship don't end up working because one person is always more emotionally attached than the other, even when, you know, the whole point of friends with benefits is that no one is should have emotional attached. And I feel like that goes into every relationship. There's these unbalanced emotions that come into play that causes these uncertainties to happen, not only just in friends with benefits, but any type of relationship we're in, whether that be intimate or not. We tend to have this imbalanced motivation to why we're doing things. And sometimes, you know, we maximize the rewards, but don't put the effort into it, which goes into another behavior that comes into uncertainty. So, yeah, so I hope everyone enjoyed today's talk. We have unfortunately come to the end of this show, but thank you for tuning in today. I hope I will talk to you guys soon in our next segment. Thank you for tuning in. And once again, thank you for tuning in to Happy Hour with Mo. Have a great evening.